Station 18. Gerari. Gerari was a small village on the Kokoda-Buna track, some kilometers east of Kokoda. Here two platoons of 39th Battalion, under command of the redoubtable Captain Sam Templeton, together with elements of the Papuan Infantry Battalion, on the 25th of July, 1942, mounted an ambush against Japanese forces advancing from the coast. Greatly outnumbered, the Australians were quickly forced to withdraw along the track which led back to Kokoda. Captain Templeton was killed during this short action. During the counter-offensive, Gerari was the scene of a bloody battle, involving four AIF battalions, against strong enemy forces, skillfully entrenched and determined to defend what was a major supply base. On the 5th of November, when the 16th Brigade reached Oivi on the Kokoda-Buna track via Kabara, they met stiff Japanese opposition. At Kabara, the 2nd 1st Battalion had been ordered to clear a secondary track to a crossing near the Kamusi River. This track was roughly parallel to, and some kilometres south, of the main Kokoda-Buna route. Along it Major General Vesey sent the 25th Brigade, consisting of the 2nd 25th, 2nd 31st and 2nd 33rd Battalions, ordering it to strike north to Gerari, via a newly discovered path which started at Lena's Corner. The brigade left Kokoda at dawn on the 7th of November with the 2nd 31st Battalion leading, and camped astride the track that night at Lena's Corner. Here the brigade was joined by the 2nd 1st Battalion returning from Assisi. Next morning, moving north, the 2nd 31st Battalion struck strong resistance near Vardu. The 2nd 25th Battalion swung right, and came in behind this force. On the morning of the 9th of November, the 2nd 33rd and 2nd 1st Battalions hooked still further right, the former to attack Gerara village, and the latter to attack the enemy to the east of the village, who had dug strong defensive positions on the main Kokoda-Buna track. During the next 3 days, all four battalions fought with exemplary courage against the Japanese, who were frantic to break out of the pincer movement so cleverly devised by Major General Vasi. Each battalion was heavily machine-gunned and mortared and worse, pounded at close range by the deadly Japanese 3-inch mountain artillery piece, which fired both high-explosive and air-burst shrapnel shells. Without artillery support and medium machine guns, the Australian battalions had to rely on light weaponry, grenades and bayonets. They were already exhausted by the campaign in the Owen Stanley Mountains, and having to stand to throughout each night against the sustained, ferocious and unpredictable attacks of a trapped enemy desperate to escape, was the ultimate test of their tenacity and discipline. By early morning on the 11th of November, resistance in the 2nd 25th and 2nd 31st Battalion sector had ceased, and some 500 dead Japanese were counted. These battalions then moved north, the 2nd 25th Battalion to the main track between the 2nd 33rd and 2nd 1st Battalion positions. Two companies of 2nd 31st Battalion joined 2nd 1st Battalion, attacking from the southeast at 5:30 p.m. and killed 74 Japanese. All fighting in this final joint battalion action had ceased by 7 p.m., the routed Japanese fleeing east to the Kamusi River. More than 300 enemy were killed in the 2nd 33rd and 2nd 1st Battalion sector. Thus all Japanese forces in the Yoda Valley had been smashed, but not without considerable Australian losses. Since mid-September 1942, when 25 Brigade moved into the Owen Stanleys, until the Kamusi River, its losses were 126 dead, 317 wounded and a great number through illness had been evacuated.